Although many of us strive to be the best dad we can be, many physicians struggle with finding balance between their life at home and their life at work. This is the Imperfect Dad MD podcast, the show where we discuss topics involving our minds, bodies, beliefs, relationships at home, and upping our game with our business practices and financial knowledge to better improve our role as dad in the lives of those around us. I'm your host, Dr. Jeremy Toffel, physician, husband, father to two boys, and self-proclaimed imperfect dad. Join me as I learn to raise my own imperfections within all these topics. Now, let's get to today's discussion. This is the Imperfect Dad MD podcast. I am your host, Dr. Jeremy Toffel, and this is June 1st. And if you follow along with what each month of the year potentially is, because, you know, every day and every month and every week is a holiday of some sort, the month of June is Men's Health Month, which is, you know, pretty important considering Father's Day falls in the month of June. And so what is Men's Health Month? Well, it is telling men to get healthy. And I want to talk about that a little bit in today's show. Before I get into that, remember, if you have not yet subscribed, please do subscribe to the show. That way you will be notified the next time a new episode comes out, which will actually be important here, which you'll know why by the end of the episode. Also, if you've not yet left a review, please do so. That way, if people are looking for a show similar to this, they will be able to find it easier due to the more number of reviews, because sadly, that is how the internet works, is nobody can find anything unless there's a review on it. So if you haven't left a review, I'd greatly appreciate it. And again, share this with a friend if you have not yet, because maybe they'll get something out of it. So month of June, Men's Health Month, what does that mean? Well, basically it's teaching dads and men in general. So it doesn't have to be dads, but obviously I speak to dads. It teaches us to be healthy. And what does that mean? It means to eat healthy, to exercise, improve your mental health, all those topics. And I've talked a lot about that on this show. That's a big part of what I talk about, is trying to be healthy in a lot of ways. I probably focus a lot more on the mental health side in terms of your mindset and things like that. But I haven't covered the other ones as often. Now, if you've listened to the show for a while, you've probably heard some of these topics I've talked about. One of those mainly being eating healthy. So if you listen all the way back to episode 10, I did an interview with Dr. John R. DeGuzman, who is a physician out in California, but he also does a lot with lifestyle medicine. And that topic we talked about, we discussed what it meant to him, why he got into it, why was it important to him. And it was a really good topic, really good discussion. If you have not listened to episode 10, go back and listen to that, because that's a good prep for talking about lifestyle medicine. But then last summer, in the month of July, I did a book review on Blue Zones, which Dr. DeGuzman got me on to reading. And that whole series talks about looking at these areas of the world where people live longer and healthier lives, and what's the difference, what's going on with their lifestyle. And that was a really interesting book to go through and to kind of review and to think about. And a lot of it has to do with eating healthy and being active. Now, it doesn't mean these people are on diets and doing things. They did their normal day-to-day lives, but their day-to-day lives were not filled with all the busybody crap that we deal with on a daily basis. These were people, you know, not typically going to the 9-to-5 jobs and doing all this other stuff. They were people of the land. They were people who farmed, typically, when you look at the men. They were people who were very focused on family, people who were not hyper-focused on things like money and items and possessions. And that was just their culture. And these people lived longer and happier lives. So if you're curious about that topic, go back to last summer's episodes. So these would be the early episode 40s. I think it's episode 40 through 45. I talked about these blue zones, and I kind of talked about each one and what they talked about. And it's places all over the place. South America, right around Italy, Okinawa, even in the United States. So if that's something that's curious to you, or you want to learn more about it, go back and listen to those episodes, because I think we can learn a lot from them. You know, they're not there to teach us that we have to change everything about our life. You know, living in the United States is actually not as easy as we'd like it to be sometimes to be healthier, because most of the options we have out there are not healthy. And a lot of us don't have the land to grow our own food all the time. And if we were to do so, it'd probably take a few years just to even get our feet under us to get going on that. But I think it's important because you can learn a lot of lessons from it in terms of what are these people doing on a regular basis, and how can I maybe modify my daily life to fit more of a blue zone type of mentality, I guess you could say. So go back and listen on that. Exercise obviously is important. You know, my wife and I did this 10-week exercise challenge earlier this year. She rocked it out. She won the competition in our group for the 10 weeks, which was incredible. I still hold that I would have won had I not got COVID during that time. Probably not, because she killed it, but I still like to tell myself that. And let's be honest, after that 10-week challenge was done, I quit doing it for about a month and a half because I just felt like I didn't have the time to do it. And I told myself, oh, I'll exercise at home on those days at different times. And guess what happened? Didn't do it. And pretty much a lot of the gains that I made in that 10-week challenge, I lost. And I'm trying to get back to it. I'm trying to find ways to do moderate exercise because for me, honestly, my schedule is so busy. During that 10 weeks, I had a lot of mental health issues in terms of not so much depression, but it could have been called that, because I felt like my whole life was surrounded by this exercise program and working. I lost time to sleep. I lost time to do things in the evening when I did it, and it really affected me negatively. So that's why I quit it for a while, but obviously then it led to me not being active, which was a bad thing too. So here I am trying to find some moderation on that. So I'm hopeful, you know, I've only been doing it for a few weeks, but I'm hopeful that that's going to get me back on track. And that's always a big thing, is the accountability side to it, is finding somebody to keep you going with that. So if you're a guy that's, you know, looking to be more healthy, either with your eating or your exercise, you got to find accountability partners. You know, maybe it's a friend, maybe it's a coworker, maybe it's your spouse. But it's important to find somebody to keep you going with that. You know, now that I have rejoined this program, you know, on a limited session, my wife will very much get on my case to make sure I go and do this 3 times a week. And so that's helpful to make sure I don't slack off. And so that's been definitely beneficial. She's still rocking it. She's still incredible with it, which I'm super proud of her with her doing it. I wish I could have the mindset she has about it right now, but it's tough. It really is, honestly, for me because of work and everything else that goes along with it. But I think from the men's health side, it's important for us to get back to physical activity, get back to, you know, more daily movement and those kind of things. Because, you know, for me as a dad, I want to be able to move when my kids are in their teenage years. I want to be able to run with them. I want to be able to, you know, go to their sporting events and help them out and things like that. And obviously, if I become more sedentary and don't exercise, I'm not going to get those years, and that'll not be good. The other thing with men's health is obviously cancer. Specifically prostate cancer, but there's testicle cancer and other kinds of things. And we know there's some direct correlation between your physical fitness in terms of being healthy, eating healthy, exercise, getting the right sleep, all those kinds of things, and your cancer risk to some extent. You know, my family on the men's side, there's a lot of cancer history. I'm pretty much have resigned myself to the fact that I'm probably going to get cancer at some point in my life. But I can limit those things, obviously, with diet and exercise and being healthier. Some days it's easier to do that than others. I don't want to sit there and tell myself that as a motivation, like, hey, if you don't do this, you're going to get cancer. But that's such a big thing. And it's such a big thing to pay attention to as well. You know, I'm not at the age yet where I get my prostate checked every, you know, 5 years or anything like that, but I'm getting pretty close. And that's something I got to make sure I don't slack off on. You know, that's something I got to make sure that I don't forget about. I think it's easy, especially as a physician, but, you know, us guys do this a lot. We don't go to the doctor unless something's wrong. We don't go to the physician unless we really can't fix it ourselves sometimes. And we forget that we should probably get checked out every year. You know, it was interesting for me. I told myself, hey, I need to do this. I need to get checked every year. So I found a doctor. I went to them, set up a, you know, normal health check, a well check, whatever you want to call it. And doctor walks into the room and says, what's going on? What are you here for? And I said, I'm just doing my annual exam. Haven't been checked out in a while. And I think it's important that I get my, you know, annual health exam that my insurance pays for. And the guy just kind of looks at me. He's like, no, why are you even here? Like, why are you doing this kind of visit? And it was almost like he wasn't used to men doing these types of well visits. Well, I did the visit. They checked my cholesterol. And I got billed for a, if you know coding, 99213 or 99203 or whatever it was, I got billed for a office visit, not a well visit. Now, in the pediatric realm, that's a problem because well visits are paid by insurance. It's supposed to be like that in the adult world. And I think my physician just had not seen many men come in for these health visits, they just billed it as a lab review visit. They checked my cholesterol and told me about it, and that was it. And so that was very eye-opening to me. There's, even in the physician world, I wonder how many times do we get men in to get their annual exams done? And I don't know if you do that. Maybe you don't as a physician. Maybe it's that mentality that, I'm fine. I don't need to do these things. But it's really important to take care of yourself from that health standpoint. Now, here I am being a hypocrite saying these things to you because I've not had a health visit in the last year. Now, COVID affected that, obviously, because a lot of places were not accepting new patients, let alone seeing people in their offices. And that's opened up. So I know for me, my challenge this year over the next 3 months is find a new physician, because obviously that last one didn't work out for me very well, and set up a time to go see him and get myself checked out. Hopefully, I'll be a lot healthier in my eating and exercise at that point, so I won't have to worry about what my labs show. That's the hope. Lastly, looking at mental health, obviously mental health is very important for us, not just as men, but as dads, as husbands, as physicians. You talk about things like anxiety and depression and anger management and all of those topics, and mental health can cover a lot of areas, and it's typically a lot of areas we don't look at as men. A lot of times we were raised to tough it out, suck it up. You don't cry. You don't show those types of emotions. You just deal with it and move on. You know, how many times are we told to get up, wipe it off, jog it out, whatever, and keep going? That's the typical mentality, if you want to say that, for the men mentality. A lot of us were raised with dads who told us that, or coaches or teachers or friends. And so this whole concept of showing our emotions is very foreign for men to do so. Now, some of us are very good at it. If you ask my wife, she knows I'm a very emotional person, and I have no problems admitting that. Maybe it was because I was raised with two sisters. That's a possibility. I've always mentioned my sisters, and I always mentioned they could kick my butt any day. So it definitely wasn't to the extent that they were having me playing dolls with them, because that's not what they did. But they were definitely more in tuned with talking about feelings than, say, probably growing up with brothers, is my assumption. So maybe that's part of it. But I will say that I was definitely a lot more sensitive than a lot of my friends, at least that showed it. But it seems like that was always the mentality. We're not supposed to show these emotions as men. And it's crazy to me that we're not supposed to do these things. And so I challenge you as a male out there, if you are having any challenges, make sure you address them. Now, how you address them is up to you. You know, that doesn't mean you have to go see a physician or a counselor or a therapist or a mental health practitioner. It depends on how you're feeling and how much this is affecting you. But if you're noticing it, you got to ask yourself why. And how are you going to change that? Now, I talked about recently, I had a 18-year-old, I think it was 18, who came into my office who was significantly overweight, very unhealthy, and very depressed. And he was refusing seeing a counselor, taking medications, doing anything different to his diet. And I looked at him and said, okay, so what are you going to do for your depression? Because you're depressed, you know, what are you going to do for it? And his answer was, oh, nothing. It'll just work itself out. And I looked at him, I said, we've been talking about this for at least 3 years now, and it hasn't worked itself out yet. In fact, it's gotten worse, and you've refused any kind of help that I was going to give you. So you doing nothing is going to do what for you? And he said, nothing. And I said, okay, so what are you going to do about it? And he still said, nothing. And Sally, you look at men, that is sometimes our mentality. We'd assume it's going to work itself out, and it's going to get better. And typically it's not, and usually it's going to get worse. So I challenge you on the mental health side there. And same with healthy eating and exercise. If you haven't made a change yet to help yourself, now's the time to do it. Pick June. June 1st. It's June 1st today. You know, it just happened to fall on a Wednesday when the show is releasing. Now's the time to make those choices and make those changes and stick with it. You know, make this the month to do it and see how you feel afterwards. Maybe it's, you know, reducing how much alcohol you drink. Maybe it's drinking more water. It's exercising every other day. It's, you know, changing your breakfast routine so you're not eating a whole bunch of carbs and sugars and things like that. Whatever it might be. Find that thing you want to change and make that change this month. Now, for me specifically, I'm going to make a change this month. And I want to talk about it here. And this is why I said it's important to subscribe to the show. you know, making a podcast is not super time consuming, but it's time consuming enough. And when I get through the week and realize, oh my gosh, I got to catch up on this or do that, or did I post this or post that? A lot of times it happens when I'm hanging out with my family, right? Because I don't want to be staying up till midnight doing this stuff, guys. I need to get some sleep. And that has led to some issues. Not bad issues, but issues to where I'm having to pick and choose things. And it's literally causing some stress. I mean, I have no problem admitting that to you guys or to anybody. You know, it's not always easy to put on a podcast, let alone anything else. You know, people out there who do podcasts every week who have teams, even when they have people that does all the editing for them and everything else for them, it's still cumbersome to do. Same thing if you're on a blog, it's cumbersome to do. You have to have a lot of things in motion to get it done. And even then, it's hard to get done. So, you know, the last month or so, I've been looking at this myself and saying, okay, you've been getting a lot of stuff out there, which is great. And hopefully you guys are getting something out of it. And I hope so. But look at the things that's happened to where it's maybe led to some higher stress for not just myself, but also my family. Because instead of dad hanging out or me hanging out with my wife at night, I'm doing podcast stuff. It's affecting things to an extent. Now, I'm not sitting here saying like I'm in dire straits. I'm not sitting here saying I am, you know, burnt out or overwhelmed and those things, but I have to recognize that it affects, you know, those life choices. And even though it's summertime and summertime is supposed to be all nice and relaxing, it always gets filled with activities like we always like to do that. And our month of June is very much filled with lots of activities. You know, we're getting to take a road trip. Well, not even really a road trip. It's an away swim meet for our older son who's only 9. But he's swimming in a city almost, you know, 2.5 hours, 3 hours away. This is his first time he's doing an away event for a sport. Super cool and exciting. But it's a 3-day weekend that we're doing it for. We got vacation at the end of the month. We have other projects going on during the month. And that's a lot of things to focus on as a parent and a dad and a husband. And I have to look at that and say, okay, where am I going to fit all my podcasting duties? And does it make sense for me to do that with putting potentially my family on the backside? And I had to be honest with myself and say, no, it's not fair to them. I mean, you know, I've said this so much on my show. My number one priority is my family. And they're top of my list when it comes to making decisions. Now, I love doing the podcast. But sometimes it's good to take a step back for a little bit and let things kind of calm down a little bit. So my challenge for myself this month in June, Men's Health Month, is to take a step back. So what does that mean? That means for the month of June, I am not going to be putting out any other episodes. Just for the month of June. July, I'll be coming back. But I recognize for myself, specifically, I mean individually, definitely, and also for my family, it's important to take that time to focus on us and, you know, make sure everything is still going okay. And not have to worry about that thing in the back of my mind, which is the podcast for the month. No, it's not because I don't like it. Again, I love doing this. I love talking. I mean, I used to hate hearing my own voice, and now I can't stop listening to it, I feel like. But I have to recognize that sometimes you got to adjust things a little bit. So this month, you will not be hearing my voice, for better or worse. Now, I talked to you about those episodes. So if you're interested in listening back at those, that was episode 10 with Dr. Joan Arter Guzman about lifestyle medicine, and also last July, episodes 40 through 45 on the Blue Zones, if you want to hear more about that in terms of kind of healthier lifestyle choices. But with that said, there's other great podcasts out there. And there's actually one where if you so miss my voice, you can go listen to this one. This is a podcast done by Dr. Scott Grant, who I actually had on the show back at the end of March at episode 110. We talked a little bit about adverse childhood events and those things, but he has his own podcast called Docs to Dads, and he focuses a lot on talking about dads. And I know for a fact that for this month of June, he's going to have episodes out focusing on men's health. He's going to really embrace the whole Men's Health Month and talk about those topics. Now, I don't know every topic he's going to talk about, but I do know one of those topics I will be interviewed for, which I think you should go listen to. But I don't know exactly which week that is. I believe it's the Father's Day weekend or Father's Day week that he's going to do that. But I think you should go listen in, because if you're looking for some men's health topics, I think that's a great place to start. So I'm going to leave a link just to his overall show in the show notes. Make sure you check that out if you're looking for some dad advice or some dad talk, those kind of things, because I think it's important. You know, people look at podcasts and they think we all should be doing things just for ourselves and we promote ourselves a lot. But I really do think when you come into the realm of dad, especially looking at it from the healthy side of things in terms of mental health and, you know, being prepared for our kids, the more the better when it comes to people talking about it. Because again, I just don't think there's enough dads talking about it. Sure, there's lots of podcasts out there about, you know, goofy things with being a dad and, you know, the typical dad talk and that kind of stuff. But when you're not focusing on the healthy side of it and the being the present dad and those kind of things, it just doesn't always help as much. It's good to be entertained, but it's also great to work on the self in terms of the dad side of it. So, like I said, I'm going to leave a link in the show notes to Dr. Scott Grant's podcast called the Docs of Dad podcast. I'm going to challenge you this week or this month for Men's Health Month. Go listen to his episodes every week and see what you get out of that as well. Because again, I think it's really important we think about these things and focus on it. But like I promised, I'm going to be back in July with all new shows. Not going to tell you what those topics are as of right now, but we will be discussing a bunch of different things at that point. And I hope you guys are taking care of yourself this month. Remember, it's your month to do that, so make those changes. All right? I hope you're staying healthy and staying safe. Remember to embrace the imperfections, and I'll see you next time.
My dad, Dr. Jeremy Toffel, is a pediatrician, father, and husband. The information provided in this podcast is not meant to be medical advice and is for your education and entertainment only.